Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, in this video, I'm talking about being an Asperger's adult and the ways in this can impact your life. All of that coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia. And if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, consider subscribing by clicking that notification bell because I upload videos every single week, just like this one. And if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a like, a follow, and a cheeky share if this can help you. Hey guys, before you get started with the video, I just want to let you know I have a free autism web class, which is designed to help you achieve daily life tasks for people on the spectrum. It will be in the card above here and a link in the description. Okay, on with the video. So in this video, guys, I'm literally talking about my personal life and how I have issues with certain things in my daily life tasks, how Asperger's syndrome kind of like impacts my life in certain ways and ways in which I deal with those to the best of my ability. So maybe you could take something away that can help you in this video. All right, so let's do it. Let's grab your Aspie World piece of merchandise. And if you don't actually have a piece of Aspie World merchandise, I'm right now wearing my hat. But if you don't, you can always buy one in the link in the description below and underneath this video, there's like a carousel. But anyway, grab your phone, hold it up to the screen, take a selfie with me. So you do this and then I go like this and then we'll take a selfie, okay? I'm gonna count you in, okay? So stand next to the screen, hold your phone up and take a selfie with us. 3, 2, 1. Okay, cool. Now you need to go to Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, publish that photo and tag me in it because I want to retweet it, reshare it, and then put it on my Instagram stories because that's super awesome. You guys are amazing. Okay, let's go on with the video. So I have a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome and ADHD combined, and I also have dyslexia, OCD. I actually I wanted to do a video talking about the things that impact my life just from an Asperger's point of view, from just having an autism spectrum disorder. Now, obviously we know that Asperger's isn't diagnosed as Asperger's now, it's just diagnosed as autism spectrum disorder. Let me know in the comment down below if you have a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome or a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder, because there's no difference, but I'd just like to know which terminology was used to diagnose you, because I read and respond to every single comment, so if you do that, that'd be super awesome. So, daily life. Right, one of the things I wanted to talk about was going shopping, right? Or not just going shopping, I'm not talking about like, you know, going to outlet stores for clothes or like gadgets and stuff. I'm talking about like grocery food shopping, okay? This is a necessity. And I have the biggest issues with this for a number of reasons. Let's get into it. So the first reason I have an issue with groceries is because going to the store is kind of like, it's kind of a bigger deal. You know you're gonna go somewhere, there's gonna be lots of people, and that kind of social anxiety starts hitting in, and like you start worrying and panicking, thinking, oh my goodness, there's gonna be lots of people there. I don't know their intentions. I don't know if they're good people, bad people, don't know what they're gonna do, right? And that fear of not knowing that social communicative part, because obviously autism is a social communicative issue, It kind of drives my anxiety through the roof. So I get social anxiety, and as a response to that, I'm just kind of like, oh my goodness, you know, I don't dread going to the store, but I just don't look forward to it as much as I would do if it was there was more kind of things in place to make it more autism friendly, right? Because as soon as you get in that door, there's like a billion people buzzing around and being really, really fast. And then also there's like loud music blaring. So as soon as you enter the store, you're greeted with like loud music, like the security guards watching over you, because I know they're doing their job, but it also makes you feel kind of like you're some kind of like criminal. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know. And then so you got the security, the pressure from going in there, there's the music playing, so you're trying to focus on everything. Now this is super interesting because of the ADHD combined with the Asperger's syndrome. I love to focus on stuff unless I'm hyper focusing, which means that I'm focusing on something that I really, really enjoy. My mind kind of starts wandering because it's hard to keep on task because of the ADHD, so I can only really like take in a certain amount of sensory input before it's just game over, like overload, just get out. So you're walking in the store, you know, you're instantly greeted with crazy loud music, like, you know, like, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, and then you're walking down and that's like going on, right? And then you're getting a little bit down the store and then all of a sudden all like the bread aisle starts like, you know, the waft of bread and stuff. It's like, so your senses are getting overloaded there, and then the deli counter smell kind of comes in, and then there's like the abundance of people just walking around this store, kind of like bumping into you, and there's kids there, and there's like parents, and they're shouting at the kids, and there's loads of things going on, and you're trying to do your shop by getting the things that you want to do on your list, but then there's other people coming in, and they're like, oh, excuse me, it's just chaos. It's just chaos. It's like, it's something that, like, it needs to be quietened down. Like, so in the UK, they've got this thing called Autism Hour, which is basically where they have an hour on a certain day, selected day, so people with an autism spectrum diagnosis can go and shop leisurely, so that they kind of like turn the music down, they turn the lights down, because the lights in there are bright as well. I forgot to mention that, but the lights are just like, whoa, super bright. And then they kind of tell people that it's autism hour, so like, if you are going to be there, be respectful and be quiet and less kind of like hustle and bustle of the usual kind of shoppers. Now, that's all well and good, but that happens 1 hour of one day once out of the year that I know of, which is crazy, right? I know some stores and some outlets have kind of like expanded that and they've got like Autism Hour in place that just happens, you know, all the time, which is fine. But in terms of this Autism Hour, oh my goodness, just having 1 hour isn't good enough. So my hack for going to the store is very, very simple. I take headphones with me. Now, these are the Apple's noise cancelling headphones, and I put these in because that just absolutely takes the noise away from any kind of like, you know, the noise and of the people, the noise of the music, all that kind of stuff, you know, the hustle and bustle noise, kind of takes that away. So at least it grounds you to zero so that you can deal with the smell, and then you can get over the smell, and then you can deal with the people in the line trying to get their stuff. So that's one way I do that. Another one is to check the time. So if you go on Google, if you open your phone and go on Google, you're actually able to find like the best opening times and like, you know, busiest times for the thing that you're talking about. So if you go on your phone and type in something like, I don't know, McDonald's or whatever, it actually shows you a chart of like how and when the busiest time is. It's kind of like a graph that goes over the top, and it tells you when the busiest time is and when the less busiest time is. So the hack is to go there on the less busy times, which is pretty simple, right? So less busy times and use noise cancelling headphones. I actually have a second set of noise cancelling headphones, which are the Bose noise cancelling headphones that everyone raves about, which are actually here in my drawer. I actually use these more for studio production now because I actually have the Apple ones, but these are the Bose headphones. Super cool, right? And these are really, really good. I have a link for the Bose headphones in the description below if you want to get your hands on these. I highly recommend these. They're a little bit more expensive than the Apple ones, but they are a lot better than the Apple ones for actually blocking out all noise. I've used them on an airplane and it was just crazy good. So, other than that, pubs, clubs, bars, and restaurants. Oh my goodness, where do I begin? There is an issue that presents itself. So people on the autism spectrum take things very literally and very seriously because they take everything at face value in literal format. So when we go to like restaurants and stuff, I'm always taking things literally. So if we like, you know, I'm going to the restrooms or I'm going to the salad bar or something, we bump into somebody and then they try to do a joke to be sarcastic, I don't know if they're joking or being serious. Now this really bugs me. Like, how am I ever supposed to know if this person's being serious or not? Like, you know, people just joke about all the time. And actually one time I was in a supermarket and this guy was trying to be funny with me when I was going on the till. And then I was like, hey, what are you doing, man? Why are you being like a jerk for? What's going on? And he's like, oh no, I'm trying to be funny. And I was like, what the heck? That's not funny. Because I didn't understand the joke. And because of that, it's not like it landed me in trouble, but it kind of presented a difficult situation. So then I have this like fear of social interaction because of the fact that I know that people are gonna do jokes that I'm never gonna get. And because of that, then I'm now I'm in a difficult situation. And so when you go to bars and restaurants, to have a meal or whatever, if you're seeing your family and friends, then you are going to be confronted with not only a bunch of social situations that are going to be so difficult because you're not going to understand the body language, the communicative types of these people, the unwritten kind of social rules, how far to stand away from someone, when's your turn to talk, how long do you talk for, do you talk about your own topic for a long amount of time, and when's somebody else's turn to talk, you know, all these things kind of collaborate to make the whole experience not a nice experience. And because of that, I kind of think that going to restaurants and pubs and stuff is stressful alone just for those reasons, let alone the fact that, oh yeah, you're in a busy place. There's like bottles clunking everywhere. There's like people moving in and out. There's loud and rowdy people. There's people wanting to dance and sing and all this kind of stuff. So I simply hack this in a very simple way. I have a simple rule. It's basically this. Unless I have to, I just don't go. People always feel like they are obliged to do things because they feel like, well, if I don't go, everyone's going to think bad of me because it's this person's birthday or if this person's, you know, done this and whatever and whatever. But if you should always take care of yourself, because there's no point in going somewhere and putting yourself out of your comfort zone to then you become upset and have issues so that then just to please somebody else, because then they're going to be worried about you. You know, they're going to be like, well, what about you? What's going on with you? So take care, number one. If it doesn't feel right, if you're not happy with it, just don't go. That's what I do. And yes, maybe some people will get offended by it, you know, but eventually they'll realize that you're just taking care of your mental health and your neurological health. And then they'll say, okay, well, I get that. And then, you know, if they're true friends and they're true family members, you know, that are honest, then they're going to really appreciate it. And they're going to be appreciative of the fact that you're not going to put yourself out there to make more of a problem for yourself. So that is basically the way that I deal with that. Guys, if you think this video could help somebody and it's information can help someone else, please share this on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and anywhere really on the social media platform that you think somebody would get something from this video, and that would super help me out. Please give the video a thumbs up if you enjoyed it, and subscribe if you're new around here. Check out my next video, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.